Welcome to Q&A with T&K. They've surfed the interwebs. They've contemplated, ruminated, and speculated. They've checked the teletype, and now they're ready to answer your questions. Here are your hosts, Tiffany and Kristen.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Q&A
with T&K. I'm Kristen.
And I'm Tiffany. And we're back at it.
In your ear holes.
Oh, gross. We're back in your ear holes, folks. Banging on those eardrums.
Mm-hmm. I'm chewing caramel M&Ms in your ear.
And caramel corn. Mm-hmm. Why is it? Oh, it's candy corn.
Candy corn.
I was going to say, why is it called caramel corn? But it's not caramel, but it's not even called that.
No. All right. The question that we're tackling, breaking down for parents with small children is, what does getting them ready for kindergarten even mean?
Yeah.
What does it mean?
It is so weird to me that that is the entire purpose of preschool in a lot of people's minds.
Right. I think it's the only time in life, and I haven't really put a lot of thought into this, but I'm thinking about it right now, where we spend multiple years getting ready for the next stage.
Yeah.
I mean, minus like high school.
I was going to say, where do like junior, senior years of high school come
in? And I guess like college, you're getting ready for your career.
Yeah.
But
you're not necessarily like, you don't go into college like, I am going to spend all of my time getting, well, are you? Is that the point of college? To like learn what you need to know to have a career?
Well,
not always.
Yeah, no, I don't know. Trade school. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of like, if you think about when a baby learns to walk, you're not going to hold your three-month-old baby up and move their legs for them because their body is not developmentally ready.
Yeah.
When you are...
And you're not sitting with a three-month-old saying, well, you got to get ready to walk.
Yeah, so we're going to pump your legs.
Right.
That's not... We just know that they're going to be ready when they're ready.
Mm-hmm.
You don't practice putting dentures in and out of your mouth before you've lost all your teeth.
Yeah.
Right?
No.
Because you just do it when you're ready.
Yeah. You do it when you need to do it.
And that's like my take on kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
Like they'll be ready when they're ready.
Mm-hmm.
And we can do all of the things that are developmentally appropriate and provide all these experiences.
And the thing that's confusing to me is that those aren't opposites. They are essentially getting ready for kindergarten in a developmentally appropriate
way
through play.
Exactly. They are. But I think that there's a scare tactic put out on parents.
Oh, definitely.
Especially in the state of Minnesota with Parent Aware. One of their kind of ad campaigns is, what is it like? 1 in 5 children are not ready for kindergarten. Will your child be ready? Like that is their... one of their ad campaigns from a couple years ago. And it scares parents into like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. We got to like academics, academics, academics. We got to get them ready. But as we've said in previous episodes, ABCs, 1, 2, 3s. That's such a teeny, 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 tiny, tiny piece of the whole child education in preschool.
Yes.
And so... I mean, I just really, really want parents to settle in to the fact that we know what we're doing.
Yeah.
Like, we're the experts.
Yeah. And if you don't feel like your childcare provider has the confidence or knows what they're doing, then that should be a sign that that's maybe not a good fit for you.
Right.
Or a good fit for anyone.
Exactly. So, I don't know. Like, It's a huge soapbox for me. I believe so passionately that children, all of the experiences that they have throughout the day add up to create just such well-rounded children that when they enter kindergarten, they are going to have a probably a little bit tougher time entering into that kindergarten classroom because they haven't been sitting at a table and like being confined to certain spaces where adults are telling them what to do all of the time. And they might buck the system a little bit when they enter kindergarten. But most kindergarten classrooms aren't developmentally appropriate.
Yes.
And so you can expect that it's going to be a hard transition for your child, even from going from daycare to kindergarten.
Yeah, definitely. I would also argue that kindergartners are more ready to sit than preschoolers.
Exactly. Their bodies are just a little bit older.
Yeah.
They've had all of that time to run and jump and play and scream and self-regulate. Yeah. And so...
Oh, my mind is exploding over here, Kristen.
Okay.
So, you know how we talked in a few episodes ago about the stages of play?
Yes.
We need to come up with the stages of learning. Because I think that preschoolers, as they're learning alongside everyone else. They're parallel learning. And as you get closer to kindergarten, you start being able to have that cooperative learning experience where you're listening to everyone in the room, you're going back and forth about an idea, you're problem solving as a whole class.
Yeah.
I don't think preschoolers are really ready for that.
Right.
And our goal shouldn't be to make them ready for that sooner.
Exactly. It's to give them the tools and the experiences that will prepare their minds and bodies to be able to handle that when they get there.
Yes.
Just like how we let children play with Play-Doh continuously so that they can strengthen those little muscles in their hands so that pretty soon they can hold a paintbrush and can write their name.
Yeah.
And another thing that's super important to me is that all children develop different things at different times.
Yes.
They all have different interests.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter Sailor could write her name when she was like 2 because she wanted to.
Yeah.
Knox is 4 and can write an O. And that's okay with him. He's just not wanting to learn the rest.
Yeah. And that's fine.
It is fine.
Will he learn the rest eventually?
Hopefully. Yes. He will. He totally will. But it just, everybody learns things so differently and, in a different timeline. It's just like learning to walk.
Mm-hmm.
All children learn to walk at different points in their development.
Mm-hmm.
Learn to talk.
Not all children.
Neurotypical
children.
And run.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, why can't we look at the brain just like we do physical development?
Yes.
And why do we have to have an expectation that everyone is going to meet these certain benchmarks at the same time? They're not.
They're not.
I don't have those expectations, but like a traditional school setting, sometimes they do with grade levels and standardized testing. And that is the expectation that everybody's kind of in the same spot.
I struggle with this a little bit. Well, obviously, I struggle with school districts' definitions of developmentally appropriate for early childhood, which is birth to 8 years old.
Yeah.
But I also struggle with, is it okay that a traditional classroom holds philosophical beliefs that are different than my own? I believe in the science and the research, in the brain research,
right,
that says that play is the best way of learning.
Yes.
And that creates children who are intrinsically motivated to learn. They want to learn from their own accord, not because somebody said so. And happier children.
Yeah.
And more well-adjusted children and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But you can find that research for any philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
And so why is our philosophy better than another?
Right. Well, I think it's because it's built on brain research.
It's built on facts, right?
I mean, it's built on science. It's built on research studies.
Yeah. What I'm trying to say is that you can find research to
support
fit whatever you want to say.
Exactly. Yeah, I think...
And this is where I struggle. Because parenting is the same way, right? I have a philosophy of parenting that I think is better for children.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I'm choosing to parent my child a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
Because we all want something better for our kids than we had for ourselves.
Right.
even if our childhood was awesome, that's just human nature to me.
It is.
And somebody else can have a different philosophy, and that's okay.
Right.
So how do you build that bridge? Like, do you find a classroom for your child that you think is developmentally appropriate for them?
I think so.
Do you push the school district to accept more philosophies than just one?
I think you do what's comfortable for you and what your heart is willing to handle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think that we've made this probably way more complicated than we meant to have this episode be, but I think...
That's what I'm good at, Chris.
I think the bottom line is that find a space that you trust the adults.
Yes.
And let them do their work because mm-hmm. they're the experts.
Mm-hmm.
And settle into that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And because you're listening to this podcast, like, I mean, you already got a head start there, so.
Yeah. I love to overcomplicate things, Kristen.
I don't.
That's why we make a good team.
We do.
You're like, just knock it off and finish it, Tiffany. We were working this morning on, what were we? We were doing things side by side.
Mm-hmm. We were parallel working.
Yeah.
I was working on my website and Tiffany was working on a presentation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
So can a child be ready for kindergarten?
Can they be ready for kindergarten?
We've Definitely. Already talked about like what it means to actually be ready for kindergarten. But we've covered that. But like what would you change? How would you reframe? What would you change that script to?
What would I change that to? Like, mm-hmm. I would want, instead of parents to say, I'm sending my child to preschool to get them ready for kindergarten. Mm-hmm. I would want them to say, I'm sending my child to preschool so they can play, learn, and embrace childhood.
Like, yeah. Can I tell you, I send out a parent survey every year, and that's, like, what everyone always says.
Really?
Yeah. Nobody ever says, like, I really want my child to be ready for kindergarten and know how to write cursive. They all say, we want our kid to have socialization and to think school is fun.
Yes. And I think that's another huge goal of a preschool setting like ours. Your candy corn is gone.
It was so good.
what was I saying?
That's the advantage of our preschool setting. Preschool setting like ours.
A preschool setting? I don't even know. What were we talking about? You totally distracted me with
sorry.
The candy corns.
Oh, sorry.
The advantage of a preschool setting like ours.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is that I don't know where you're going with it, but I'd say an advantage is that we fight for that for your child.
Right.
You're not fighting alone.
Right.
And they're going to be ready for kindergarten.
Right.
Because the kindergarten's job is to be ready for them, dang it. I had a principal tell me that she thinks that no preschool is better than bad preschool.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting, because they have time to play?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you get more one-on-one attention.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. Isn't that wild?
Well, Tiffany.
Well, Kristen.
It's been fun.
We'll see you next time on Q&A.
With T and K.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Bye-bye now. Come right later.
This has been Q&A with T and K. Thank you for listening. From serious to silly, Tiffany and Kristen are eager to answer your questions. Just email them to q4tnk@gmail.com. That's q4tandk@gmail.com. We'll be back next week with another episode. Music by Kurt Pearsall. Tiffany's sweet, sweet hubby.
This has been an Explorations Early Learning Upstairs Studio production.
I've just never had one. I don't know what else to say here.
Eat a caramel M&M. They're like heaven in your mouth.
Better than sugar babies?
Ooh, I don't know about that. Sugar babies are good.
I see.
Okay, but here, there's a trick. You have to like...
Oh, I've ruined it already? No.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to do?
And don't pay attention to what it tastes like.
Okay. I'm not thinking about it.
Now you have to pour it in your mouth and you have to let it sit in there for a while before you eat it. That melty.
Like how long?
I don't know. Just hold it in there for a little bit.
I feel like we popped them at the same time, so I'm just going to follow your lead here.
Sing a song.
Way down in the valley where nobody goes, there's a wishy-washy washer woman washing her clothes. She goes, ooh, ah. She goes, ooh, ah.
That's how the
wishy-washy washer woman washes her clothes.
Hey, washer woman.
Hey, washer woman.
Hey, washer woman.
Hey, washer woman.
Okay, now try.
Okay. That's pretty nice. The candy-coated shell gives it a little crunch. It's quite pleasant.
And then?
Yeah.
Savor the caramel in your mouth for a little bit.
Okay.
And let it warm up.
Oh, that's a good flavor, caramel.
I like to hold the caramel in just for a little bit longer than everything else. I'll chomp it up and down between my teeth a few times like a taffy turner.
What's a taffy turner?
It's like a thing that stretches and pulls the taffy and flips it all
around. Oh, I tried to make taffy once when I was in sixth grade, and it was disgusting. You really need a taffy turner to make taffy.
So good.